Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Here's the snap on second and goal, and it's an Allen keeper, and he sails into the end zone on a 4-yard touchdown run. Oh my, was that easy? That might be the least amount of contact Josh Allen has had on a touchdown run all season.
Chris Brown on the call there. 4-yard touchdown run.
I know exactly what play that is. You want to know why? Because I've gone down a YouTube rabbit hole in the last couple weeks, just watching like the 10-minute highlights of every Bills game from last year.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
How was it? How was the season? Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very fun. That game specifically was maybe the most fun.
Rams?
No.
I mean, they lost the Rams game, so I guess it couldn't be that fun.
I could not, with a straight face, I could not sit here and answer yes to what was their most fun game of the year, and it was the game they lost. It was the Lions game.
Lions game, okay.
Yeah. Nobody around him.
That was a fun game.
On a keeper at the goal line.
It was a very fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. It's going to be 80 today. We are also, you don't exactly have to watch the air quality index, but we will have some hazy smoke up high from Canadian wildfires. I was listening to BEN on the way in. And basically, like, yeah, it's not low enough where, you know, stay inside. It's up there, mm-hmm. but it'll be hazy. So you've got some Canadian wildfire smoke rolling through. High today of
Alberta.
Yeah, 81. Tomorrow, 85. Joe, the lowest high I see in the next 10 days is 69 degrees.
Love it.
So
love it.
Summer.
So we can announce it. Summer is now back.
Yes. I heard someone refer to it as a hard launch. Finally here. Hard launch.
Great.
It's here.
It does look smoky out right now. Like, it's not nearly as bad as it was a couple of years ago, right? Like, the summer of 23, it was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But that was in Quebec. This is in Alberta. So the wildfires would have been much closer to here than I believe they are right now.
In 2023, you could walk outside and smell it.
Yes.
Like, it smelled like smoke.
I remember two things about that. I remember it being the week of my wedding and not knowing if the smoke was going to be bad enough that, like, what would happen? Would we have to get moved? Because our wedding was, like, kind of an outdoor facility. Will it have to get moved indoors because it's just not safe to be outside?
Right.
I also remember golfing one day where me and a buddy were standing on the top of a hill, and there's a windmill not that far away that you would see every single time you've ever played at that course, and we couldn't see the windmill because that's how thick the smoke was. We're like, we should probably leave. There's no way this is safe for us to be out here right now.
Yep.
But I was having a good round.
Hopefully we don't have too much of that this year. But there's going to be wildfires. It's just a matter of whether or not we get as much smoke as we did in 2023.
Right.
803-0550. We had an interesting call early in the show. Someone asking, what would Allen have done with the drought teams? And we went all the way to, would Allen have led a drought team to the AFC Championship game? They had some good defenses. They had some good offenses. They rarely had both, and they certainly didn't have, you know, the NFL's MVP.
Correct.
And for anybody that points out, well, I don't think they'd make it, that's a pretty lofty kind of goal. During those 17 years, there's a lot of Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger, some Flacco. And the
Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger, I have the list in front of me. At least one of them was in every AFC championship from 2003 until 2023.
Okay.
Oh, no, excuse me, 2018, because Brady then leaves.
Who are the obscure ones that make it in there, too? Like, Sanchez makes it twice?
Back-to-back. 2009, 2010.
Mark Sanchez made an AFC championship game.
Yep.
If you voted no in the Twitter poll, would you like your vote back?
Yeah. Jake Plummer made the AFC championship in 2005.
With Denver.
Yep. Phillip Rivers made it one time.
One time.
Joe Flacco made the AFC championship twice, from what I have here.
Yep. He won Super Bowl. So.
Yep. You mentioned Sanchez. Andrew Luck made it the one time.
One time.
That's Deflategate, right?
Right. Okay.
And then the king of the obscure here, Blake Bortles, who made it in 2017 and had a lead in the fourth quarter that he probably should have closed. They should have closed out and made it to a Super Bowl. And then post Brady, you've got, this is post drought. Then Tannehill did make it.
Ryan Tannehill.
One time Tannehill made it to the AFC Championship. Yep. But yeah. Blake Bortles and Mark Sanchez can make it once, or in Sanchez's case, twice. We're only asking Allen to make it once with a drought team. I think he definitely does it.
Yeah. 803-0550 to join us if you want to try that in for size. I've got some instant trivia for you in a moment as well. Dan in Niagara Falls is up. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Dan.
I just wanted to say real quick, you guys were talking about AFC Championship. I think it would have been really tough, just like you said, with Brady, Roethlisberger, Manning. Maybe, possibly. I think he could have done it at least once. Maybe the year Brady was hurt. I think he was hurt 2008 or 9.
Yeah, the year Brady's hurt, the Dolphins win the division at 11-5 running the Wildcat.
Yeah.
So I think that's the year maybe Josh Allen could have done it once. And then just real quick, the one caller that called about Eric Moulds, I think he's probably the second best receiver we ever had behind Andre Reed. I would just wonder how much better he could have been if he had a steady quarterback, because he only had Doug Flutie for 2 years. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah. I've got someone on Moulds. I also have somebody that wrote in on Twitter and said, imagine, you know, who would Allen have vibed with? There's a fun question, too. Like, of all the receivers, we know he had great chemistry with Beasley, great chemistry with Diggs at one point, great chemistry with Shakir right now.
Mm-hmm.
How would he have vibed with Stevie Johnson?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lee Evans. Would Ooh, Allen and Evans, Evans have been a dream pair?
Yeah. He would, have loved Lee Evans.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because Evans could do everything, but he gave you... Allen, at his core, wants to chuck the ball deep, and Lee Evans... I mean, what the plays of his career, aren't they just Lossman closes his eyes, throws the ball as far as he can, and Evans runs under it?
They are often good throws, though. Those Lossman throws.
Often?
Yeah, I mean, Evan,
often?
Yes.
The highlights make it look like it's often.
I'm talking about the completions. Lee Evans is not winning jump balls.
Oh, no, no.
He's catching the ball. Close your eyes and put it where it's supposed to be.
Right. He's right. He's running behind the defenders a lot. So Evans comes to mind. I wonder about Stevie. Stevie was so unorthodox that, you know, Fitz loved it.
Yep.
Maybe Josh would have loved it too. Maybe just had to learn it a little bit.
Do you want some receiver trivia? He just brought up a couple of names. I might as well get some receiver trivia in here.
Of course. I'm always down for receiver trivia.
All right. So, instant trivia. Let's do some of that. And there are not that many answers, so this one will be quick.
Okay.
Travis Kelce last year caught his 1,000th career pass. 1,000th career receptions. There are a couple guys that can get to that milestone this year.
Ooh.
Yes. And here's it's kind of double trivia because you'll have to know another answer to a trivia question to answer this one. There are four current NFL receivers within the single season catch record of 1,000 receptions. Because I wanted to say, like, all right, who's within striking distance?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up the most catches in a season. I did not have that top of mind.
Right.
There are four within the single season catch record of 1,000 receptions.
Okay. What about DeAndre Hopkins?
That's correct. DeAndre Hopkins is...
He's in Baltimore now.
Yes. He is likely, I think, I want to say...
The most likely? Because does he not need a big number?
I don't know how many catches he's going to get this year. He has 984.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. 16 catches?
Yeah, you'd think.
He's going to get there.
You'd think. Hopkins is 984. Yep.
I mean, he's not going to be a huge part of their offense. He's going to start for Baltimore, so he'll get there. What about Diggs isn't close, is he?
He is.
He is? Diggs?
Diggs is the farthest away. He's the only one that is not close this year, but is within the single season receiving record. Okay,
which we don't expect him to get.
No. He's not going to get 146 catches this year.
What's the single season record?
149.
149. Who? Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas, 149.
Slant merchant.
Yeah, Diggs is 143 away. So two more that are expected to hit it this year. DeAndre Hopkins, 16 catches, and two guys that could do it this year.
It's got to be, guys got to be a little bit older. What about Tyreek Hill?
No, Tyreek Hill is 200 catches away.
Okay. He will not do that.
Looking for the receivers that could hit the 1,000 career reception mark this year. One guy just retired short of it. Julio did not get there. 914 for Julio.
Oh. Wow, he didn't get to 1,000?
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Wow. How many catches does Diggs have?
857.
Like, the fact that he's going to pass Julio Jones maybe this year.
This year.
Kind of blows my mind. All right,
and he's going to do it in less time.
What about, like Terry McLaurin played long enough?
No.
Adam Thielen is still playing.
No.
He's old.
No.
Mike Evans.
No.
Really?
Mike Evans is behind Diggs.
What? I mean, I guess he's more of, like, big plays. And Godwin's not close, right?
Nope.
Who on? Cooper Kupp.
No. Two receivers with 974 and 957.
974 and 957.
Yep.
One of them are these obvious? Oh,
go ahead.
Is no. I was going to say Keenan Allen.
Correct.
He's not on a team.
Still can do
okay,
it.
He counts.
He's third.
Okay.
He's third. He's third right now in active receptions.
Okay.
He needs 26 to get to 1,000. I think he'll find a team and get 26 catches.
That's probably right. And then one more.
One
this
more.
This guy's on a team.
He is on a team.
Okay, he's on a team.
And he's a pretty big.
So it's not Amari Cooper.
He's a big name receiver. No, Cooper is 11th actively.
Big name receiver.
Big name. He's on a new team this year. He might. He might break the record in 2 weeks.
He's on a new team. What about Davante Adams?
That is correct.
Yes. L.A.
Those are your four receivers within the single-season catch record of 1,000 career receptions. If you're watching on YouTube, look at the graphic that Owen has put together here. You'd love to see it. Hopkins, Allen, Adams, Diggs.
Do you like the uniform selection for all four here? Chargers for Keenan Allen. Texans for Hopkins, Packers for Adams, Diggs for the Bills. I think it's probably right, right? That's everybody's best team?
Yeah. Hopkins, Houston, Allen, Chargers, Adams, Packers. Although Adams in Adams in the Rams this year. I mean, that could get amazing.
It could be really
it
good.
Could
he
be
was
really,
he was still very good at the end last
year. It could
year.
Be Davante Adams and Puka Nacua like the yeah. Last year, a lot of it was Cup isn't the same guy, and Adams is going to feast.
Definitely.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, coming up today, we'll get a little on Jarmo Kekalainen from Jean-Luc Grandpierre, former Sabre and Blue Jackets analyst. He'll join us at 830. Alex Barth, 98.5, the sports sub on the Patriots, and their little bit of distraction ahead of their own OTAs. And now Diggs is at OTAs. So a little Patriots report coming up at 9. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring at any point. Vote in our Twitter poll. Come hang out here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.